You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone. So did you know you only use 10% of your brain? Well, sorry, that's not true. People use almost 100% of it almost all the time. So what's holding you back? Why can't we learn languages faster, multiply big numbers in our head, or understand quantum physics? Maybe because of all of the limitations we humans put on ourselves. Have you ever said to yourself, I'm not smart enough to solve that math problem? Or, I'm not good enough to get into that college? As soon as you say those kinds of things, you're programming yourself to fail. Every single one of us is capable of doing anything we set our mind to. In 1954, Roger Bannister was the first person ever to run a mile in less than 4 minutes. For centuries before that, everyone thought it was impossible. People said your heart would explode if you ran that fast. But Bannister did it, barely, in 3 minutes and 59 seconds. Just 2 months later, another athlete did it too, 1.5 seconds faster. The latest record stands at 3 minutes 43 seconds 17 seconds, faster than we ever imagined was possible. A lot of your limitations are in your head. You don't really know what you're capable of. Your brain is like a supercomputer. It does what you tell it to do. Don't forget to give it inspiring commands. That's what athletes, CEOs, and brain surgeons do every day. Have you ever been so interested in something that you lost track of time, didn't check your cell, didn't feel the need to eat, sleep, breathe? Hours passed, but you didn't notice. You were just so into what you were doing. It happens to me when I'm practicing music. It's not a very common state, but it probably happened to you at least once in your life. Let's get real. It feels perfect. Imagine if you could live in this state most of the time. With breaks to eat and sleep, of course, humans still need to meet their basic survival needs. But imagine if you could be in this state every time you study, work, do your favorite hobby. You'd be the world's most productive person. You could probably graduate high school at 14 and become a CEO before your 20th birthday. You could have already written a handful of novels by now. It's not science fiction. Your mind really does have the power to be extremely productive and creative. And, it turns out, you can actually turn this skill on in your brain all by yourself.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The psychologist who discovered it was a curious guy. Why do some people, like artists, keep creating masterpieces, even if it doesn't bring them money or fame? Their art still makes them feel happy, and they don't want to find another more profitable profession. The psychologist wanted to interview these people. Finally, a composer told him that when he writes music, he falls into a mental state where he doesn't want anything else in the world. Just doing his thing gives him so much fulfillment that he doesn't need any reward, money, applause, you name it. Other people describe the same exact phenomenon. The psychologist called it flow. Here's what it feels like. You're completely immersed in what you're doing. You're so focused on it, you don't get distracted by anything. You're 100% excited by what you're doing. The reason behind it is actually pretty simple. The human brain can only perceive 110 bits of information per second. For example, listening to a person talking takes up about 60 bits. That's why it's almost impossible to listen to two people talking about two totally different things at the exact time. But what you can do is listen to someone and do something easy like listen to music, check your cell phone, answer texts, play with your hair, or even just think about the weather. When you reach flow, the activity you're doing takes up all 110 bits of attention. So you have nothing left over to spend on any other activities. The world around you just seems to disappear. You don't even pay attention to your basic needs like eating or sleeping. Above all, you feel confident. No doubts at all. You can do it. Whatever it is, you know you can. Plus, the more you do it, the more inspiration you get. You lose track of time. Hours go by, but you don't even notice, and you definitely don't feel tired. When you're reading a book, the words come alive. When you're playing music, it's like you can hear your instrument talking to you. When you're running, it's as if the whole world around you is in surround sound HD. Well, that does sound great, but how do you activate it? It all depends on two things. The first one is how much of a challenge you feel. The other one's your skill set. Depending on the level of each factor, you're going to exist in a different state. Let's say you're doing some second grade math homework. Okay, you're not Einstein, but you have some math skills. The homework is too easy and isn't a challenge at all, so you get bored. Now, imagine you just got a new job. You have some skills, but your boss gives you an impossible task on your first day. This time, the challenge is too big, so you start to feel anxious. Flow is somewhere in between. It's a world where you have a lot of skills, but also a lot of challenges. The work's hard, but you have confidence in your skills. Here are the steps you should take to get into your very own flow state. Pick the right time. Think about the time when you're usually most productive. Maybe early morning, middle of the day, maybe way past midnight. It's different for everyone. Are you exhausted, sad, stressed, angry, or hungry? If you are, it's not going to work. Make sure you're loaded with energy and feeling good. If you're not, you'll just keep getting distracted. Put your phone away, turn off the TV, and close the door. If you can get distracted glancing at a cute kitty pic your friend sent you, it can take you about 25 minutes to completely forget about it and concentrate back on your task. Mute your phone and clean your desk so you don't get the urge to do it later. Grab all the stuff you're going to need so you don't have to get up and disrupt your flow. Now, pick out what you're actually gonna do. Remember, to get into the flow, you should be doing something that you're very skilled at, something that gives you a challenge. But, sorry people, you can't achieve flow in every activity. It's gotta be something you're already really, really good at. Scientists now think we need 10,000 hours of practice to become truly amazing at something. That's 3 hours a day, every day, for just over 9 years. Pick something challenging, something that gives you the chance to grow. If you pick something way too easy, you'll get bored right away. But don't overdo it. If the task is too hard for you, you won't reach that sweet flow. Come up with a specific task. This helps you focus your mind and stops you from spacing out. It can be writing a story, finishing a painting, coming up with a business plan, whatever. Just make sure you know what the goal is. When you're ready, you can start working. But it's not going to happen right away. It's like a sport. You need to warm up a bit first. It usually takes about 15 minutes of solid focus to get into a flow state. And don't be sad if it doesn't happen the first time. Just keep trying it as often as possible. It's the most productive thing you'll ever be, and maybe even the most happy. It's very possible that we humans came up with our best ideas while being in full flow mode. That's when composers dreamt up their best music, writers wrote their best novels, and sportswomen set world records.